This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
100 word stories podcast. Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon, and you're not going to hear a story from me, or anyone else in the regulars, for that matter, in this episode. This is going to be a little unusual. I was listening to Tom Waits' three-disc set and came across this track called Children's Story. And this is the benchmark. This is an example of the benchmark that I use to measure my puny self against. Tom Waits and William S. Burroughs are two huge inspirations for my work. And I heard this, and I just had to share it. Now, Tom Waits went after a car company for using somebody's voice that sounded a lot like his. So I'm sure that the moment that any word gets out to him about this, he'll wipe me off the face of the earth. So it's been nice knowing you all. And here he is, Tom Waits' track from the third album.
Once upon a time, I was a poor child with no father and no mother. And everything was dead. And no one was left in the whole world. Everything was dead. And the child went and searched day and night. And since nobody was left on the earth, he wanted to go up into the heavens. And the moon was looking at him so friendly. And when he finally got to the moon was a piece of rotten wood. And then he went to the sun. And when he got there, the sun was a wilted sunflower. When he got to the stars, there were little golden flies stuck up there like the shrike sticks them on the black thorn. And when he wanted to go back down to Earth, the Earth was an overturned piss pot. And he was all alone. And he sat down and he cried. And he is there to this day, all alone. Okay, there's your story. Night, night.
There he is, the master, Tom Waits. Thank you for listening today. You can check out the show at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for when I actually fail to reach this high water mark set by the master storyteller Tom Waits. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic, and y'all have a week to come up with a story based on that topic. Sometimes Caleb comes close to Tom Waits' proportions, but no one matches the master. That's all for today. See y'all tomorrow, and as always, keep it brief.